Many will be traveling to Washington, D.C. to either celebrate or protest Friday's inauguration of Donald Trump as the nation's 45th president. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on how some are marking the occasion in Philadelphia.
For the first time ever, the Free Library of Philadelphia will host a live viewing party of a presidential inauguration. It's billed as a civic engagement fair, and it will feature both Democratic and Republican Party representatives, as well as organizations that have been directly or indirectly targeted by the incoming Trump administration, namely Planned Parenthood and Reforma, a Spanish-language library support group. The African American Museum in Philadelphia will host an event on the eve of the inauguration, a goodbye party for President Barack Obama. Along the streets of Philadelphia, about 30 large banners made by as many artists will hang from business fronts. These signs of solidarity are going up in neighborhoods from South Philly to Old City to Germantown. A co-coordinator of this effort is Eric Prizendance, and he says these signs are meant to foster a sense of tolerance and hope rather than point criticisms directly at Donald Trump.
We're going to see over the next 2 weeks or so, you'll see opportunities for people to more strongly assert their political positions, but I think with this project, we really wanted to make sure that it was about love and inclusivity and solidarity instead of anger and divisiveness.
Other reactions to the inauguration are more barbed. The musician Raj Haldar, better known as Lush Life, began writing and producing new material immediately after the election. In less than 10 weeks, he produced an album with about a dozen collaborators. It's called Idols and Enemies. Gang, gang. Idols and Enemies is a dark album full of despair about neighborhood gentrification, government corruption, and global tension. Lush Life drove himself to exhaustion to make sure this album would be ready for the inauguration, but he says the highly charged political album does not target Trump specifically.
It felt to me like it would be a disservice to point everything at Donald Trump when, like, Donald Trump is an endgame of a lot of problematic, broader issues.
The album is available as a Pay What You Wish download. Lush Life is suggesting $8, all of which will be donated to the ACLU. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.